Welcome, Graceful viewers, to Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television.
Livestock production is the
number one cause of pollution. Save the kingdom.
60 billion animals.
60 billion livestock.
60 billion animals are produced for human consumption annually.
Where's the food coming from? At what ecological expense?
Many species of fish, especially sharks, are almost face to extinction.
What are you doing personally?
What are you personally doing to change the world?
Do not ask whether one person's actions can change the world. Do not ask whether a single vegetarian can reverse climate change. Just be the change you want to see. Be veg. This is the message from Bobsy, a Lebanese-born English designer and environmental advocate currently living in Hong Kong.
I think we should all, regardless of our vocation, regardless of our background, economic, cultural, ethnic, we should all be working for the mother, the earth.
Bobsy himself provides a persuasive example of what one person can do to protect Mother Earth. He is chairman of the non-profit A Better Living Environment or ABLE charity and has put much effort into reforesting the northern hills of Lama Island in the South China Sea, one of the charity's main projects. He also runs the newspaper Positive News Hong Kong.
The entire population, human population of planet Earth today is 6.7 billion. Yet, we keep 60 billion livestock animals alive. At what expense? At what expense to our children? At what expense to the ecology? At what expense to humanity?
Bobsy also recently launched the climate change awareness initiative, Save the Human, which spreads the word about the most urgent issue of our day through a highly informative short video, a website and a presence on Facebook, a popular social networking site. What is Save the Human's call to action? Bobsy asks people to be vegetarian to save humanity, our precious planet, and all its blessed plant and animal inhabitants.
Simply by giving up meat, simply by reducing the amount of meat and dairy we consume, humans today have the choice on reducing our carbon footprint immediately. Save the human. Go veggie.
Bobsy's career as an environmentalist and earth guardian goes back 20 years when he saw the beginning of a new era of peace and revitalization for humankind.
It was a period of tremendous change in the world. If you recall, the Berlin Wall came down. People were demonstrating on the streets against the destruction of the Amazon rainforests. They were marching for human rights, for animal rights, for liberty. They were marching for the environment. There was this massive movement of people, this massive awareness, this massive rise in consciousness that was permeating the entire planet. It was a period of hope and love, and this was being reflected in the arts, in culture, in the music, in the magazines. I was affected by this, and I suddenly realized that I want to be part of this.
Bobsy was greatly inspired by the coming together of humanity to preserve the environment and the world getting smaller as people became more interconnected.
I was in Bangkok trying to rebuild my life from scratch, pretty much. And all these changes were happening, these global changes. I started to work towards this shift in consciousness, this change, this global movement that was happening.
Bobsy pursues his artistic passions and combines them with a belief in the need to tread a green path in life.
I had some design talents and I decided to put these design talents into action. And I designed approximately 20 t-shirts with a positive message. And these I shared with my friends, and they were quite popular and they liked them. And they bought them, and that started my journey, if you like, as an eco-entrepreneur, an entrepreneur who wants to be part of the solution, working in fashion, which was something I was involved with, still am. And I decided to put my talents towards creating a better world.
Livestock industry is the most wasteful recycling program ever conceived.
Save the human!
If you eat meat and fish, you significantly contribute to pollution and global warming.
What are you doing personally?
What are you personally doing to change the world?
I became vegetarian 17 years ago. God knows how much rainforest is destroyed for the production of 1 pound of beef. So when I realized the real impact meat is having on our planet, and I became vegetarian overnight, I was saying, how can I call myself an environmentalist? How can I be planting trees with one hand and then destroying the planet with the other hand?
Save the human.
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 When we return, we will hear more from Bobsy about being the change he wants to see. This is Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. American anthropologist Margaret Mead once said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Thank you for joining us again for Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Our program today features Bobsy, a Lebanese-born English designer and artist who recently launched the Save the Human movement in Hong Kong in response to the global climate change crisis.
Simply by giving up meat, poultry, seafood, fish, you can make a massive contribution to our environment.
What are you personally doing to change the world?
What are you personally doing to change the world? Save the human.
Being vegetarian means wishing to be kind to our planet's ecosystems and holding all life sacred by not consuming meat, eggs, fish and seafood.
Once I realized the impact fish farming and the fishing industry is having on our oceans and seas, I said, wait a minute, I cannot call myself a vegetarian and I'm eating fish. I gave up eating fish and all seafood because the state of our oceans and our seas is far worse than people realize. Our seas and our oceans are extremely polluted. When we eat fish and seafood, we are directly eating heavy metals, poisons, toxins, and so on and so forth. But putting the health issue aside from an environmental perspective, there is no longer any fish left in the sea. Some estimates say that 90% of all big fish are extinct. So we have to stop and think of the impacts of our diets.
Save the human.
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 Bobsy's A Better Living Environment, or ABLE charity, has planted more than 16,000 trees on the once barren northern hills of Hong Kong's Lama Island and has thus turned the area into a splendid forest. In 2008, Bobsy was recognized by the Hong Kong chapter of the Australia-based Earth Champions Foundation as an Earth Champion for his work in planting trees on the island.
Tree planting is something I am passionate about, and I recommend everyone to plant a tree. Dr. Martin Luther King said, if the world is ending tomorrow, I will still plant a tree today. One of the noblest things we can do is to plant trees, because trees are much bigger than ourselves. They affect the whole ecosystem. They provide fresh oxygen and stabilize the soil. Since 1997, we have consistently been planting trees on Lama Island. We have consistently planted trees every year in the same spot. And suddenly, lo and behold, we have a beautiful forest that is forever growing and forever green. In my opinion, this is one of my best legacies for Hong Kong and for the world.
Another project to which Bobsey has devoted his time is the newspaper Positive News Hong Kong, which is published in Chinese and English. The paper reports on earth-loving news and constructive events from around the globe.
Positive News started in the UK many, many years ago, but I personally was responsible for bringing it to Hong Kong and launching it here, and together with Peter Lloyd and other great people working for Positive News, we've turned it into a bilingual publication that is free. People are quite tired of reading dramatic and perhaps not so positive news in the newspapers. So like Supreme Master TV, we want to share the positive things that people are doing all over the world, not just here in Hong Kong. We print Positive News on recycled paper and we use soya-based inks. It is published 4 times a year. And in my opinion, it is a great community service that empowers people, makes people know that they are not alone, that there are literally millions of people out there in the world today working for a better world.
By transforming one's outlook on life, great things can occur.
We are all made out of energy. We are all connected. We are all one and the same. And by changing the way we think, by changing our minds, we can change the world. So by having a global mind change, or by changing our own individual minds, we automatically change the world.
Save the human.
Save the human.
Bobsey expressed his gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her noble work in helping to protect the planet.
Namaste, Master. Having you with us here in this world is a blessing. And I admire your work and your inspiration and everything you have been doing for humanity. Please may God's strength be with you and continue to do the wonderful things you do. Namaste.
To close, we would like to convey our appreciation to Bobsey for speaking with us about the Save the Human project. May the campaign's timely message reach people all across the globe. Thank you, noble viewers, for being with us for today's Good People, Good Works. Now please stay tuned for the world around us right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May there be ever brighter days ahead.
Save the human!
Have you ever seen the whole world when it's covered in green? Yeah. Have you ever seen the whole world?